Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking Just for Women.
Hello, girls. How are you? Another broadcast, another week, and another year. Another year. Can you believe it? Another year to serve the Lord. I'm sure you're reflecting on last year like I was, and where did it go, and what happened, and the good things and the bad things and the unexpected. Well, it is flown wherever time goes. It flees into the records of God. I'm sure you have some regrets, don't we all? Words spoken or not spoken, deeds done or not done, lives touched or not touched. New Year's are times for retrospection, especially when one gets to be my age. I've been eager to talk to you this year in regard to the faithfulness of God. In this time of friends disappointing us and family busy with our own lives, the sameness of God has comforted me. I greatly rejoice every year when I look out my front window. Not every year, but every month, I meant to say, and I see the early morning moon. I look out, I get up a lot in the night, so I look out the window, and once a month I see the moon. I see it in different stages, and when it becomes real round and full, it's like an old friend looking down at me. Everything is dark except for the street light across the way. And there in the sky is the moon. I look for it and am disappointed if a cloud dims my view. It is always there, watching me, guarding me. It is always lighting my vision. Strange to say, its presence is comforting to me. Why? Because this moon tells me that God is faithful. He thrust the moon and stars into space long before you and I were born. It was so long ago that even the oldest person in the world would have no memory of it. But there it is, my moon in the sky, to comfort me, to encourage me, to prove to me that God is faithful. When our daughter Diane was a little girl, we lived in Massachusetts then. She always stood up in church and spoke with such assurance during testimony time. There she was with a clear, commanding voice of a child, and she quoted to all of us Genesis 1:16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Let me repeat that to you. I can see her now. I just shut my eyes and I can see her. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. I've always wondered what there was about that verse that blessed her little heart so. In fact, I thought it a strange verse for a child to use as a testimony, but I never said anything. Now, dear heart, the same verse is precious to me. Now I can understand how my child was comforted by that Bible passage. It not only speaks of God's creation, but it speaks of His faithfulness. It speaks to me today of my Heavenly Father's care for me, to keep the moon in space for me, and to instruct me by the bright ball in the sky, that He is the same and His years will never change Him. He is faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. I read that in 1 John 1:9b. At the end of last year, there was a bonus in the sky to show me God's love. It was the planet Mars. There it was, trailing the moon, sparkling in beauty. There it was, the brightest light in the sky, except for my moon. Did you see it? I hope so. For that same moon and brilliant Mars are yours too. I've waited all year to give you this present of the moon. Unwrap it with joy. Great is God's faithfulness. Now, some personal news. As you know, our son David, our secondborn, went home to be with the Lord in April of this past year. One of those times when the moon was there, very soon after that, he died. It was a shock. I guess death is a shock no matter how it comes. It is such a final event, no replays. David knew the Lord Jesus as his Savior, so that is comforting. He had many difficult years, but good times also. We were very surprised to hear all the people in the church and what they said about him at his service. We had no idea the impression he had made on his church there in Paulsboro, New Jersey, or in the community, to say nothing of the area where he spent many hours on weekdays. The Lord was gracious to reveal these things to us. We praise God for our son. Recently, we purchased a marker for David's grave. It was the strangest feeling. We are told that it should be in the ground by late August, and it was. Soon, if not by the time you receive this thing, you can go over to the cemetery, and you can see the head and foot of the grave, which includes where Dr. Wade and I will be laid to rest. Just yesterday, before I made this broadcast, one of our sons from Maryland came to see us with his wife. It was so wonderful. And our other son, who lives right here in New Jersey, and his wife. We ate together. We went over to McDonald's, and we had a most interesting lunch. And we had the most fun talking and reminiscing. It was really great. And afterwards, we went over to the cemetery, and we saw where David lay, because my son from Maryland had never seen the marker. And it was very, very cold, but we stood there. We stood there, and we saw the grave, because his one brother had not seen it at all. And I had my husband take a picture of us. You might think that's sort of strange, but I wanted to do that. So that's what this past year has brought. I have another friend who died this year, a pastor friend. And I just heard from his wife. I sent her some flowers, and she told of the joy she had that her husband was in heaven. You know, we don't think so much about talking about joy when someone dies. When I sent her the flowers, I said, "It is with joy and grief that I learned of your husband's death." You know, when someone knows the Lord Jesus as their Savior, they do go to be with him in heaven. The Bible says, absent from the Lord and present, absent from the body and present with the Lord. And we at home, we have grief. I think it would be foolish to say you don't miss someone whom you love. But we know he or she who knows Jesus and passes on has great joy. My father had a favorite song. It was called "God Leads Us Along," and it was written by a man by Mr. Young. I suppose he was a man. His initials are G and A Young. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his children along. Where the water's cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters and some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. I'd like to encourage you to read the Bible this year if you've never read it. And if you have read it, just start again. Read it again. If you read 85 verses a day, you can finish the Bible in 1 year. Now, I'm not saying study. Study is a separate thing. But read the Bible through. When my husband was in college, he went to the same church I did, and the pastor said, "Let's read our Bible through in 1 year." And my husband didn't know how to do that, but he wanted to do it. He was a new Christian. He was probably about 18, 19. And so he went home, and he read in his Bible how many verses there were in the Bible, and he divided them up by the number of days in the year, 365 days, and he found out that if you read 85 verses a day, you can finish the Bible in 1 year. So, I think that you should do this too, and you'd be very happy to know that you can read your Bible through in 1 year. That way, Some of the most rapid readers must be asking themselves the question, must I be limited reading my Bible only once a year? Of course not. No matter what your reading speed is for a daily 85-verse section, what is your purpose or how much you want to wish to devour the Word of God in one year? You do it. And he says, so my husband, when he was first saved, he read many of these 85 verses a day portions. So I'd like to encourage you to get a Bible. Now, I have a yearly Bible reading schedule. If you don't have a Bible, you can get one from the Bible for Today. Just call us 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and you can order one, and we can tell you the prices when you call. And then we have the yearly Bible reading schedule. And our Bible, the Defined King James Bible, has every 85 verses like a star, a little asterisk or something, to the right of the verse. And you read up to that star every time, and you can get through the Bible. You might miss it because it's not real big, the little star. But you'd like to have this. This has 85-verse section, and we've had this for years and years and years. My husband graduated from college, I think, in 1948, right before we were married. And so he's had this system of reading the Bible longer than that. That would be over 60 years. And we read it through every year. Now, he has the Bible reading on cassettes, too. And you can also get that somehow on our website, www.bibleforttoday.org. And you can even hear the Bible reading on our webpage. Now, I don't know how to do it, tell you how to do it, but you just go there and it instructs you how to do that. He also has Bible reading comments, one 10-minute section for every day, and it goes along with the Bible reading. My father-in-law, Virgil Wade, who's been with the Lord for quite a few years, I think he died in about 1992, something like that. I may have that wrong, but we'll have to figure that up. And I think it was before that. He was saved in his late 80s, middle to late 80s. He rejected the Lord all those years, and he accepted Christ as his Savior. It was a wonderful thing. And so my husband made this, and he was blind. He was practically, he was legally blind. He couldn't see, and he was getting, so he couldn't think too well. And so my husband read 85 verses a day on the audio, and you can get it. Now, we also have this, so you can get it on a CD. I didn't bring one up here, so I don't know how to tell you about that. But you call 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and you ask about our Bible reading, daily reading plan on cassette or on DVD or DV or whatever they're called, and also the yearly Bible reading plan. I don't want you to go another year without reading your Bible through. It's necessary. You know, it's a letter from God. And if you love someone, you want to read his words, don't you? Think about that.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care. Are you?